Jonathan Grant runs the nonprofit group Tenants Union of Washington State. He says he hears from tenants all the time about the poor conditions of their apartments.
Situations where a roof has had a crack in it and black mold has been growing. People have had to take their kids to the hospital because of mold inhalation and various health issues.
That's why Tenants Union, along with other groups, has been working with Seattle's City Council to create a new system of rental registrations. Landlords would have to come to the city, register their units, and pay a fee. Then every 5 to 10 years, they'd have to get their units inspected for health and safety issues. There are some exemptions, like for mother-in-law units and short-term vacation rentals. But overall, if the ordinance passes, most landlords will have to adjust to a new system and a bit more red tape. Sean Martin of the Rental Housing Association of Puget Sound says he thinks it's overkill.
There's certainly places that are identifiable that we recognize are bad properties, but we don't believe that a mandatory inspections program is really going to find those places and get at those, and it's really just going to be punitive and punish good landlords.
Martin says he doubts the worst landlords will even bother to register. Jonathan Grant of Tenants Union says eventually city inspectors will find those units. He says the new system will let the city keep better tabs on those places. Right now, a city council committee is considering the measure. It may come up for a vote before the full council on October 1st. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.